Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're trying.
Just shake your head. That's all we can do.
Yep. It's one of those things where, you know, you sit there and go along, and then you get asked these questions, and you're like, yeah, okay. Boy, that was difficult.
That was.
Yes.
Coming from him, too, that's the more bizarre part.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I mean,
a couple of the other ones, yeah, kind of. That one, no, didn't expect that.
No. It was kind of a duh moment.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have to do a fishing report, and we probably got to get it done relatively quickly. How was my thing on the radio this morning?
Good. It was real good. It was very informative and detailed.
Well, it's really hard to tell people how to clean a reel over the radio.
Right. But no, I've followed you just because of, even if you're just looking at a reel, just knowing how your reel works, what you were describing was pretty easy to follow.
Yeah, I was literally sitting there describing on another radio show that Robert does and I guest on, and trying to tell people how to clean a reel. Because today is a kind of drizzly, nasty day, and you don't always need to go fishing in a day like today, although literally we've had well over 100 people through the store already today. And it's only 1 o'clock.
Right.
So the store's been jamming up. But sometimes a good day to go out and clean your tackle. It's kind of a rainy, drizzly day. Take a rag, get some oil, some WD-40, something like that, and put it on the rag and wipe down the guides. Wipe off the rod blank, the reel seat. Remove the reel from the reel seat on the rod. Clean it up. Get all those salt deposits out of there. Put some oil inside the reel. And I'm going to go through, I'll do a whole how to lubricate your reel pictorial. We could do that with our cell phone. I could just take pictures and put them on here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a project for today.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll get right on
or
that.
Or tomorrow, or sometime this next week.
In the future.
I got to put a thing on how to clean your reels and all that up. I haven't been meaning to do that. Maybe, I don't know if I could. I guess I could put a video up. Shouldn't be that hard.
Shouldn't be.
All right. So I'll work on doing a reel cleaning video first.
There you go.
So, all right. Peace, River.
Peace River, a lot of juvenile tarpon and a few adult tarpon, basically Navigator all the way up to the 761 bridge, and then also the straight going towards Shell Creek and up inside Shell Creek itself. And then I'm hearing of a mixed variety of snook moving around all over the place up there.
Big snook up by the Navigator, Riverside Park, the water treatment plant.
Kind of everywhere. Yeah, they're moving around and moving out. Some fish are moving down, some fish are moving up, but they're feeding. You know, guys are catching them on paddle tails. Guys are catching them on some of the tilapia that they're catching up there. One guy actually caught one on a catfish tail while he was tarpon fishing, like a 30-incher of all things.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I would expect that of like a 40-incher, but it was like maybe 30 inches. So it was kind of surprising, you know.
Possible big redfish. I've seen two pictures of monster redfish upriver.
Really?
There is still some schools of jacks. And nice-sized jacks, too. Yeah, that's exactly how fast I type, boys and girls. That was me typing and talking.
Yeah, it's better than a lot of people. It's better than I am.
Worse, better than some, worse than others.
I'd still be at that first word.
I-75,
I've heard of a couple juvenile tarpon early in the morning and some black drum. Other than that, it's been quiet for my end of things.
Well, there's some snook on the north end.
Okay.
And possibles, you know, at the bumpers.
Okay. I mean, it stands to reason with as many fish are up the river moving around.
Yep. Yeah, I was showing a guy, well, you know, HTE is not a code. It's just me misspelling. He's like, oh, you forgot to put the O on morning? I said, yeah, that's just like
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
he was laughing. I said, man, I do the best I can.
Right.
All right. You know, 41 Bridges.
41 Bridges has been doing okay. Mostly in the evenings and the early mornings, been some snook, a few juvenile tarpon, a couple of trout being caught, some assortment sizes of black drum, a few whiting, and a few sheep's head. You know, it's not gangbusters on the sheep's head or the whiting, but they have been catching them, you know, while fishing the pilings and the bumpers, that whole area. I haven't heard of anything else. A couple of short cobia were caught last week, like 26 inches short, but any day now there should be some fish moving in there, a little bit better numbers, because all the bridge trolls have been up there trying.
Yeah. Okay, Lashley Pier.
Lashley Pier, a few small snook, a couple of bigger snook. There's been some sheep's head underneath the dock there, underneath the pier, I should say, and a couple of trout. It's been doing fair. The early morning seems to be the most productivity for all those species. Middle of the day's been one day good, next day, weird. But that happens there fairly regularly.
Okay, Bay Shore Pier.
Crickets.
I drove by there. I forgot to look.
Okay. Yeah. The one that's closed is lit up. The one that's open is not lit up. Customer was in here last night talking about it. He's like, why is that?
It's Charlotte County.
Maybe that was your answer that you gave to him. Was it you? Had to be, because somebody said it's Charlotte County.
Yeah.
So... I thought that was pretty good. Oh, it was Jeff.
Yeah, what else do you expect?
Jeff's like, it's Charlotte County.
I mean, Charlotte County is amazing, has the potential to do some amazing things. And it's shocking how often they never reach even close to that potential.
Yeah.
Okay, Port Charlotte Beach, canals, stuff like that?
The Port Charlotte canals are holding some jacks in pretty good numbers. Been a few trout being caught there, right there in the basin and out in front of the beach complex. Some juvenile tarpon, a lot of snook of assorted sizes. The pier itself has had some snook, a couple of small black tips, some mangrove snapper, obviously some catfish, and a couple guys caught some redfish off the point down by the boat ramp. And then the jack's been moving through and all those canals, which I think I mentioned in the first sentence, but the jacks are all sizes, not the giants that are over on the other side, but yeah. Decent.
Okay, Elgin Pier.
Elgin Pier has been good. Early morning bite right there off the pier and around the bridge pilings themselves. There's been some snook, some juvenile tarpon, a few bigger jacks, a couple cobia and small sharks, and then there's been some whiting and a few trout being caught there too. Some of the serious snook fishermen have been trying to catch the whiting to use for snook bait and doing fairly well on them. You know, but they are working at it. It's been big whiting or little tiny guys. It's kind of been nothing in between. So it's funny. They want whiting for bait, but then they want the exact right size for it.
Yeah. Where can I go and find a better size? Yeah. Well, you're catching whiting? Yes. Okay. Not exactly what you want. Oh my gosh. I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Like exactly. It comes in, man, I caught so many trout yesterday, I'm just bored with that, I want to go do something else. Sorry about your luck.
Right, you're doing better than most with that, if you had that issue.
I mean, it's just funny. I mean, guys that come in, they've had these awesome days. Well, I'm just kind of bored with that, what else can I do? I'm like, okay, I would try and go out and do what you did again.
Yeah.
It was like, we were in Vegas, it's 2:30 in the morning, Terry had just won a bunch of money. And we're sitting in the restaurant, and there's people over there. And the guy had literally won, like, they were broke. They came to Vegas to try and make some money. They made, like, 40 or 50 grand.
Nice.
And got the free hotel room from the, you know, the casino and all that. And then the next day, instead of packing up and hauling back with their money, he thought it was so easy because that day he just won everything.
Right.
Literally $40,000 to $50,000, I don't remember. And there he is that next night sitting in the restaurant. They've actually are a couple grand more in debt. He lost all the money and actually spent more.
Oh, Jesus.
So, good rule of thumb, don't take the hotel room.
Right.
Get the money.
Pack.
Take a cab. Go. Do whatever. Get as far away from the casinos as you can possibly get.
Right.
drive away.
Yeah.
Drive away.
$200, rent a car, just go drive. You're still way ahead of the game.
Yep.
Dang. That's terrifying. You never told me that story. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Terry, we were attending ICAST.
I remember that part.
I had gone up to bed. I was tired. I've been, you know, walking the show all day, doing all this. And, you know, she's in Vegas. She's going to gamble. So all of a sudden, I get the call. I just won. I won. I forget what she won, like, you know, $2,000, $3,000 or something like that. And so then it was on. And she was going around making people mad all night because they had this one game with all the players around it, like six players, a Wheel of Fortune game, but it had many multiplayers. She sits down, boom, wins a bit, and then the next time hits like the gold jackpot, 1,000+ points, you know, and she got her, I don't know, another 1,500, something like that. She was just bang, bang, banging them out, and I said, okay, we're going to the restaurant, and
right.
Let's go get something to eat. I'm tired, I'm hungry, and so she had all that money there, and then we're sitting there, and we're in pretty good mood, you know, just won, you know, a fair amount of money, you know, $3,000-$4,000, whatever it was, and then I'm, you know me, I talk to people that that's when that story came out.
Jeez, that's terrifying.
Hide and run.
Yeah.
And the moral of that story is, when you have a great day fishing, that was a great day. Enjoy it to its fullest, because it might happen again, it might not.
Leave fish to go find fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that always works.
Never. Enjoy what you have, live in the moment, relish in it, because that moment could come again the next day, or it might not ever come again.
Right.
You know? Like a cutoff cattle dock. Oh, cattle dock.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This light bulb just went off.
Okay. Nice. Has some nice redfish. Big as well. Okay, cattle dock point. Doing good again.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's not bad.
Guys were in yesterday. They were big schools of bait over there. They're trying to cast net the bait, missing the bait with their cast net, but they finally got like six pieces of white bait, and they said, okay, well, they just started fishing there, and they happened to be by cattle dock, and caught some nice redfish there.
Oh, nice. There you go. Yeah, I've heard of a few redfish and a few snook over in the cutoff, and assortment of snook.
You hearing that?
Motorcycles.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a motorcycle brigade, I think, because now it just stopped cold turkey, so
yeah,
maybe not.
I thought for a minute there it was like we were having an earthquake or something.
Well, that would be awesome. I think you have sinkholes now.
Oh, yeah, I never thought about that aspect of it.
Right?
Yeah. Well, they had that one big earthquake down off the Keys over by Cuba.
Yeah.
And you could lightly feel it here.
Right.
You know, you just don't think of Florida and earthquakes.
Never. No. Well, it's like they had that one in Oklahoma, too. We actually felt part of that one, too. I know.
Here?
I don't know if we felt it here, but I know it made it down to Tampa for sure.
Yeah, it didn't happen here.
Yeah. I don't know.
That I'm aware of.
I mean, I know I know the space shuttle always used to freak me out.
Yeah, the sonic booms coming in is what got me.
Yeah.
Not the going up, but when it,
when it
coming
came back
in. Yeah. You know, when I grew up,
I thought a truck landed on top of the house.
When I was a kid, there was no sonic boom laws, and
right.
People would routinely break the sound barrier over towns. I mean, I'm talking when I was very young. We lived about 70 miles south of Chicago, and bang, bang, you would hear these sonic booms going off, and they finally made a law that you can't break the sound barrier over. But the space shuttle is, you know,
exception to
the laws on sound barriers.
Right.
It's amazing, though, if you ever were around the coast and they get just far enough and they hit that throttle and crack that sound barrier. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, South Gulf Cove.
South Gulf Cove. There's been some good bass fishing in there. A lot of guys been coming in this past week buying shiners and doing well on bass. A couple of tilapias bycatch, a couple of Mayan cichlids. One guy actually caught three snook also while bass fishing. He said they were all small, but he had a fun time with it because it was a pleasant surprise for him because he's new to the area. So his first three snook were bass fishing. He was enjoying that. His pictures were pretty good. He had a good smile on his face for it. And that was just sitting off of his own personal dock, so he's even more happy now. Then he knows that he can catch all that back there.
Yeah, it really is a nice little area back there.
It is.
It didn't start out really great, but I think they were just selective enough, and they got the property values about right, and it really did turn into a very nice area over there in South Gulf Cove.
Yeah.
You got some awesome people over there. I've been there doing the talks and other things, and very impressive group. It's a really nice bunch of folks, you know, all in that kind of middle of the road type thing, and they're just nice. They're not, you know, cool place. West Wall.
West Wall's kind of almost a mirror image as it was last week. I don't know. He was like waving. I don't know if he was.
Oh no! It's
telling
just
a story.
Yeah, they're telling a story, and the guy, we're watching the monitors at the counter.
What was that?
The guy's big gesturing, but he's just by looking at him, and I shouldn't profile, but I'm going to be willing to bet Massachusetts, Jersey, somewhere. He's got the nose. He's
very
got the
animated
look.
Animated talker.
Yeah, and he's like gesturing like he's going to tear down a building with it, you know. So.
Gotcha.
Right.
So the West Wall, basically, it's still kind of a mirror image of last week with the snook more on the north end and the redfish on the south end, but they're still peppered together up and down the whole thing. The main thing I've heard a little bit more about this week has been a few more pompano along the bar and on top of the flat there, and along with some more bonnet heads moving up a little bit further up the wall, and a handful of trout, but most of those trout have been on the smaller side. So it's been getting a little better with the mixed variety of stuff. So if the bushes aren't pleasing you, move out to those flats and start looking around and keep your eyes open, because guys have been seeing cobia over there. Not hooking any, but they are seeing them. So it's worth paying attention to. And I know this week is supposed to get a little cooler, but until the wind picks up and knows what the wind's going to do, I don't think it's going to change a whole lot to the fishing scenario.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of, you know, I left the little boat in the water because I was working with that TV show gang next, and if you remember about 10 years ago, I said, no more TV. We're not getting involved in any more of these TV shows, and I've done two in the last season, and the Strike King one was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to air with Carl this week on the Sportsman's Channel. It's Strike King Fish Hard, and Carl's on there. And I'm there, I'm on the boat, I'm in the background, I'm kind of coordinating the stuff. I just didn't feel like being on camera. And so you're going to see Coral and this kid from Strike, who Strike King sent down, catching bass, snook, redfish, jacks, and maybe triple tail. I don't know what all they caught. They caught a whole bunch of stuff. But using the exact same lures in freshwater and saltwater.
Nice.
I conceived of the show because I'm telling Strike King, you got these lures and everybody thinks them as bass stuff, but they will work for largemouth bass, all these other, any freshwater fish, but they also work on the saltwater stuff. So that was the basis of the show. And I think we could do a whole season of that kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, with all the different types of freshwater fish we have down here. The peacock bass, the gar, the bowfins, the largemouth, the tilapia. I mean, we could literally run a gambit with so many different lures that we can take and do the freshwater stuff and then jump right over and use those same ones to catch saltwater fish.
Absolutely.
I mean, it'd be a lot of fun to do a season of that. And then the last one, and it made me swear off absolutely no more TV again, is the one on the Discovery Channel we just worked with, but the boat was still in the water. And I went out there this morning. There was 3-4 inches of water in the boat.
Wow.
When I went to sleep, it was lightly raining. Woke up, it was lightly raining. Somewhere overnight, we had a lot of rain.
Yeah, it didn't budge me.
I mean, somewhere overnight, literally, it was 3-4 inches of water in the darn boat.
I saw it was pretty damp at my house, and I mean, I knew it rained, but I didn't budge.
I had no idea. I thought, well, there can't be much water. And I told Terry, we'll just leave the boat in water. And tomorrow we'll go out and, you know, run around with the boat a little bit, put some time on it. And, well, no, it's on the trailer. I had to pull it over there. I couldn't even get in it.
Really?
Yeah, I had to pull it over the ramp, put it up on the thing.
Jeez.
All right, Cape Hayes, Muddy Bay.
Cape Hayes, a lot of
I guess I should put a bilge pump in that boat, huh?
Probably be a good idea.
Probably be a good idea.
Yeah. Bonnet heads. Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, few pompano, handful of trout. And as you get closer to the bushes, there's been some snook and redfish along that trough and right inside Muddy Bay. Muddy Bay's had actually some pretty decent redfish inside of it. Not great numbers, but better quality fish. You know, some that are over the slot. Most guys are catching those on shrimp. A handful of guys are finding some white bait out there and catching them on that also. But the soft plastics and the pompano jigs have been working good up on top of the bar for the ladyfish, the Spanish, all those other guys, except for the bonnet heads. They just want the shrimp. You know, and there's been some bonnet heads from 18 inches to 30 inches on there, so you're catching a pretty good variety, which is cool, especially when you're trout fishing on that light tackle and actually make it fun. You know?
Yeah. No, when I was doing charters, I always had those two-piece 4 to 10 pound class rods, and I'd leave them on there for, we get into school with some smaller fish and guys want to play, and I would just put up the normal snook redfish rods and drag out those little two-piece ultralight combos and let them just have a ball raking in some of these. And you get somewhere around a 20-inch ladyfish on four-pound test mono with a 4 to 10 pound class rod, and that rod's just bending all over every which way, and it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Bull Bay, Turtle Bay?
Bull Bay and Turtle Bay, a lot of mixed sizes of trout, ladyfish, bonnet head sharks, a good amount of snook and redfish, but there's also been quite a few sheep's head moving around in there. Up along the bushes and underneath all the fish shacks, and then they're also been real good right there in Gallagher's Cut and the main entrance going into Bull Bay from the harbor side, I guess would be the best way to describe that one. You know, that whole deep edge there that runs to the left and behind Kaopalau.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of good sized sheep, like 20 inchers, so not too bad at all. There has been a couple bigger sharks cruising around in there, but people are just seeing them while they're drifting around on the flats fishing for the trout and the bonnet heads. I would assume that most of those are going to be like subadults or juvenile bull sharks and possible lemon shark. That's kind of the norm for in there this time of year.
All right. Danger Reef, Cape Hayes.
Spanish mackerel. Spanish mackerel, a few ladyfish. Other than that, not much else. But the Spanish mackerel, there's not great numbers, but they are quality fish. They're running in like that 18 to 22 inch range.
Yeah, I've got some emails. What I'm going to try and do, boys and girls, is get the emails, put them, the pictures, everything on a another one of these report, and try and get, because I've got emails and stuff, and I got the Fort Myers guys. Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to work on doing another report. If Dwayne actually comes back on Mondays, I'm going to try and do a Monday update to this report so we can add all that stuff to it. It's just very hard because on the end of the week, the store's jamming. I mean, we've had, you know, probably by this time 150, 160 people go through. So, Gasparilla Sound?
Gasparilla Sound's got Spanish mackerel and bigger ladyfish along the ICW, basically in that 4 to 6 feet of water range. And then up on the flats and around the mangroves, you got your snook, redfish, sheep's head, handful of trout. You know, good mixed barrage of stuff. There has been a few black tips moving through there. Obviously, the bonnet heads are still cruising around all through there. There's been a lot of little bait fish like fry, like little glass minnows or whatever you want to call them. You know, generic term, glass minnows. They're all over through there, so that's what's causing those Spanish and ladyfish to really ball up pretty tight throughout that whole section. Just look for them free jumping or rolling.
Hang on just a second. What? All right, just some customers saying hi. So we record this in our office right here, you know, the back of the store when you go into the lure room. The back of there, you see the office doors and all the recording equipment, mixers and computers and stuff. The website's built right here at my desk. We record everything right here in the room and turn it in MP3 and put it up on the internet for you. I gotta go over to see Dr. Dave. I think I put his medical pavilion walk-in clinic there to remind me I have to go to the doctor. I haven't been there a long time and probably gonna die, all right? Placida. Port Charlotte, or Placida Pier, Cape Coral.
How about Placida, no Cape Coral?
Oh, Coral Creek.
There you go.
Coral Creek.
That works a little better.
Told you, I need to go to the doctor.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You actually just need to take a nap and several days off in a row.
We're going to start phase two of the remodel here very soon.
So you're not going to take a day off.
I want to do boardwalks in the back of the store. I want to get that cleaned up. We got the cool mural there. I want to get all that nice so it looks good. And then I got to get the rest of that stuff cleaned up.
I know.
All the construction leftovers and everything else. And I just like this all done.
I get it.
All right.
So, Placida. The whole trestle and the bridge is going on to Boca Grande. Lots of sheep's head. Getting really good reports this week on some big sheep's head. You know, 20, 22. I had one guy catch a 23.5-inch sheep's head. Been some Spanish mackerel moving through there. Some black-tipped sharks. An oddball bonnet head here and there. A couple reports of a couple small flounder. Some pompano. A few small trout. And some snook and redfish. And then at night, there has been a few juvenile tarpon hanging around by the Causeway Bridge there. So, it's a pretty good mixed bag of stuff going on there. It's really, really pretty nice. You know, and I've seen Rebecca posting some pictures of some of the redfish and snook she's been catching in that area, because I know she lives up there off of Coral Creek somewhere. And she's been getting some pretty nice snook and redfish in her new little boat that she got.
Yeah, I forget the name of her charter business.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
I got it here somewhere. I don't know what the heck I did with the cards. I had it right here. But she does charters out there.
Right.
Pretty awesome fisher girl.
Yeah.
I don't... As usual, I've lost everything, but...
It's there somewhere, just a
somewhere in the mix. Yeah, somewhere around this. God... I got so many cards and so much stuff here. That was just my hand. It wasn't my head. Okay.
Just hurt the head.
Yeah, it just hurt my ears, that thunk. All right. I don't hit the microphone too often with my hand. That doesn't happen very often. All right, Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay's been quiet.
Big trout. Nice redfish.
Yeah.
You know the guy, I think it's Holmes or something, the tall, skinny fella.
Oh, yeah.
He goes out there, they go out there wading out there in Lemon Bay.
Yeah, I got those two guys that do it too, but I haven't seen them around.
Oh, man, these guys, think 28, 29-inch trout.
Oh, geez, nice.
Big snook, some really nice redfish. I mean,
I'm
just
going to
put possible. Big. I know there's at least one there because I've seen the pictures of the guy when they released it.
That's,
you know, before
impressive.
They released it, some big trout and nice redfish and some.
No, is he wading up there by the conservancy or some other areas?
I think it was up there. Yeah.
Okay.
But the pictures they had, it was really, really nice fish, and so. No matter what we think Lemon Bay is doing, it will always surprise you. When you think it's just awesome off the chart, it will just twist it around on you and you won't catch anything. And just when you think there's just nothing to do in Lemon Bay, it just, big fish.
Right.
Lemon Bay is a twister.
It
know?
Is. So. It is. And why is it that sometimes they're all out on the flats and other times they're in the canals? It's bizarre.
Lemon Bay will screw with you.
Yes.
No doubt.
Yes.
Anger Pier.
Anger Pier, that's actually doing pretty good on some trout, a few whiting, some Spanish mackerel, a couple of small sharks, all during the daytime. And then at night, you're getting some big ladyfish, a few juvenile tarpon, and a lot of small snook being caught off the pier and up underneath the bridge itself. A couple of sheep's head have been still being caught underneath the Tom Adams Bridge there, up against the pilings and around the bumpers. So it's not bad at all by any stretch. A lot of people fishing, and I know that.
Okay. All right. Venice Jetties, any reports?
Pompano, Spanish mackerel, handful of big redfish coming in through there at night, and the sheep's head are still doing, I'd say, a smidge better. I wouldn't say it's great, but at least I got a few reports on it, so... It's not a bad thing. And then the only thing I didn't hear about was any snook being caught off of there. I mean, I'm sure there's probably a few stragglers, but that's all just possibility.
Okay, I gotta clean this thing up, move some of these into the history files. Mattis Motors, he's threw in the towel.
Did he really?
Yeah, he went to retirement. So.
No kidding, good for him.
Yeah, right now he's got sales on trailers, cars, anything that's left over, he's decided he's retiring. He was doing this kind of his playtime. That was what made him such a great guy to buy cars from.
Right.
But Mattis Motors is out there in 17. You know, the number's right on the thing. Give him a call because he's still going to be there for a little while. But he's got some enclosed trailers, some open trailers. And he's a great guy to buy from. You know, if you're looking for a vehicle or a trailer or whatever, you got a little bit of time to get down there. Not much at this point. Check the date on this. But swing out there, give him a call, see what he can work out with you. I'm looking at one of his open trailers.
So, well, there you go.
We're going to leave that up for this month, but next month the Mattis Motors will be coming down. But he is just retiring. He's not going out of business. He's not nothing. He's just okay.
Time to go.
Yeah, I'm going home.
I'm done. I want to enjoy myself. Yeah, it's my ball. I'm going home with it.
Yeah. He just picked up his ball and said, I'm going home. So, Gulf of Mexico, reefs and wrecks.
Been really on fire out there. Spanish mackerel from basically any of the passes out to 15 miles. Mixed spattering of king mackerel all over the place out there from the same thing from the passes to 20 miles out. A handful of cobia. A lot of permit showed up this week because we had three different guys come in and buy every crab we had back there. The triple tail's still been out there a little bit. Most of them are still pretty small. The snapper, grunts, porgies, and sheepshead are all still doing really well. The sheepshead picked up again this week. Also out there on those reefs, 3 miles to 12 miles out. There's been a lot of sharks out there too, of assorted sizes, chasing those Spanish mackerel, and then also around those shrimp boats. And a lot of guys are fishing those shrimp boats, catching some pretty nice sandbars and bulls and a few hammers. One kid this week actually went out there offshore to go jew fishing and hooked and landed and released, which I got to give him props for, a 10-foot mako, 15 miles out. I saw the video. Pretty impressive, but good for him. You know, he was actually cool enough to let it go. You know, and you know, I think I would do the same, even though he could have kept it. So a lot of neat stuff going on out there, except for the grouper. Grouper have been terrible. I haven't heard really anything positive about grouper except for up off of Venice. Handful of guys have been going up there and doing fairly well on them at about 25 to 30 miles out. You know, down here it seems like it's just one guy does really good and another guy or three guys say how terrible it was and just came back to fishing for snapper. So not sure what to think about that.
Okay.
But it's been really nice, and the weather's been so beautiful out there that a lot of people are going out and taking advantage of that nice weather, which is cool.
Yeah, this week is going to be weird with the wind forecast and all that.
Yeah, but it's all over the map. They're like changing it from hour by hour, it seems like, so.
You know, problem is I used to try and watch the local on the 8s and the Weather Channel, and I like I kind of like being able to see the Weather Channel, but I get so tired of them with their climate change and global warming and the sea level rise. I'm like, really? I thought you guys were scientists, you know?
Right.
It just kind of gets a little old listening to the same old tired rhetoric. Of course the climate change. One day it's nice, next day it's snowing. Then it's nice, then it's raining. The climate kind of changes, guys. I mean, Gee, we haven't noticed that. In the 60s, we had one of the worst snowstorms ever. Climate changed! We didn't have bad snow in the 80s. Really, climate change. We had bad snow this year. God, give me a break. You know, if it wasn't for that, I remember when you used to be able to watch the Weather Channel, it was just kind of, you know, weather.
you know, it was weather and it wasn't the same storm replayed over and over again from storm chasers. It's like, you know, there's a lot more storms than just that one has happened. Why is it that every time I turn it on, I see that same tornado that hit wherever? It's like, really? You know, didn't like 82 other tornadoes touch down in other areas and wreck some stuff?
And, you know, remember when you would literally watch the Weather Channel because they had some this stuff on all day about the different weather and all that? You could, you know, tune in the evening. Okay, I'm going to bed. I'm going to watch the Weather Channel for a while.
Yep.
And now it's the exact same repeat of some, why do planes crash? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of silly.
Yeah. Okay. They've only played that one for the 500th time.
Yeah. Kind of goofy.
So, and let's see. Bucker and Pass.
Spanish mackerel, some ladyfish, a lot of tarpon, especially on the outgoing tide early in the mornings and at night. There's been some sharks in there of assorted, you know, assorted sizes and flavors. The shore fishermen have been catching some pompano, a few sheep's head, a couple of small flounder being caught there too, and a couple of bigger redfish and ladyfish right from the beach. So there's been a good mixed variety going on out there. On a lot of little bait fish and even some bigger bait fish cruising all along there, right up against the shoreline down in the middle of the pass.
Okay. Let's see. Punarasa, Sanibel.
Let's see. You got some tarpon hanging around the causeway there at night. Some pretty decent snook there at night. And then around Punarasa and St. James City, they're getting some redfish, some snook, handful of trout. Quite a few small sharks out there on the flats.
Where did you say it was? St. James City? Or
St. James City and Ponderosa, that whole area right there. They are also getting some Spanish mackerel out in a little bit deeper water. So it's kind of a good little splattering of fish down there, too.
Okay. All right. Matt Lachey.
Matt Lachey's got... snook and sheep's head being caught off the bridge itself, and then both north and south of the bridge, a few redfish they've picked up just a little bit better. Trout are still very spotty down there at best. They are catching them, but you're going to work at them, just cover a lot of ground. And there's been some bonnet heads and a few black tips cruising around, and a couple juvenile bulls mixed in with them. Some bigger ladyfish also out there. I haven't heard of any Spanish macs or any other fish around, but talking to the shrimper, and she was telling me it's just been a little odd. She said they're catching plenty of fish, but it's not stable. She's
Pine Island Sound?
Pine Island Sound's got a lot of snook, redfish up against the bushes. Trout have picked up just a tiny bit better. Most of them are small, but they are picking up better numbers now. Bonnet heads, black tips, a couple bigger bulls, a few tarpon cruising along on the outer edges of the bar closer to the ICW. A couple guys caught a couple nice nice gags around by the shacks somewhere. That's all he would give me. He said it was close to the shacks. I'm like, okay. Pretty vague, but hey, I'll take, you know, five shacks or whatever in that area. Okay, that's better than the whole sound.
Yeah. All right, Jug Creek Shoals, Boquilla.
The only thing I got is Boquilla. Boquilla's got a lot of sheep's head around it along the shoreline and off the Boquilla Pier itself. Been some jacks cruising around there, some Spanish mackerel, a handful of small sharks, and a couple of small cobia. Haven't heard of any snook or redfish there at all.
Okay. Actually going back and doing some spell check for you guys who get upset with me for not being able to type.
Tell them to come in and type it.
Well, the problem is there's several people who could do it, but how do you know when we're going to do this?
Well, there you go.
The biggest problem. If somebody wants to come in and hang out all day on Saturday until we get a chance, or Friday, come in Friday. If we don't get a chance, we're going to do it Saturday.
Right, exactly. Well, tell them come in on that, you know, schedule and do a better job.
And I will throw a plug in for Cart City. I don't think I've ever dealt with nicer folks than at Cart City. So if you're down and you're in one of the little communities, or, you know, the RV parks or whatever it is, and you need a golf cart for the season, just give them a call. You got some the good stuff. And that's Cart City. They're right just down the street from us here. Burnt Store Marina.
Haven't heard much inside the marina except right off the seawall. A couple guys catching some black drum, a couple of small snook, and then right outside the channel there, they've been getting a few smaller trout. Heard of some picked up some smaller snook working down towards Pineland, or Two Pines, I should say. I'm sorry. Other than that, it's been a fairly quiet area.
Okay, the east side.
East side, a lot of snook, a lot of redfish around all the islands, both way back and the outer edges. Some trout, most of them are small, but some bonnet heads. A few cobia of mostly small size. Been a handful of juvenile tarpon running around on the inside of the trough there, especially as you get closer towards Pirate Harbor. And then a whole variety of jacks. The smaller jacks seem to be on the bar, inside the bar, and the larger jacks are on the outside of the bar. And what I mean by larger, those 10 to 15, even an occasional 20 pounder versus the ones on the inside are like 5 pounds and less, but still fun. And it's been a topwater bite. A lot of guys throwing topwaters over there this last couple weeks.
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good with that Berkeley prop bait. The Berkeley kind of, it's change a little bit of the whopper plopper, mm-hmm. but you don't have to have any special skills to use it.
No, just reel.
Just reel it in or jerk it a bit, start and stop it. But reel or jerk, and you don't have to have any special skills to make that topwater work.
Right.
So I think that's what's kind of the main driving thing behind the sales is a lot of people want to do topwater, but they can't. They don't know how to walk the dog, and you know they're just down for a few days. They don't want to have to learn all this stuff. So super simple, just throw it out and reel it in, as long as the back end's spinning around, or just give it a pull, reel in the slack, give it a pull, reel in the slack. Just make the back end of the lure splash water.
Right.
That's all you gotta do, and the fish will go after it. Alligator Creek.
Alligator Creek's got some big jacks in it, a lot of snook moving around in there. Been a couple reports of some pompano with the mouth of it, and then going up inside Burnt Store Meadows. Burnt Store Isles, all those canals in there, a lot of juvenile tarpon, snook, jacks, mangrove snapper, black drum, kind of a lot of good fishing going on in there right now. You know, and that's all been a shrimp bite and or lures, a lot of soft plastics. The guys are taking in there, they've been buying the gulp shrimp, they've been buying some of the bass assassin shad tails, and the other one that's been surprising that guys have been buying, taking in there, has been the some of the savage shrimp. They've been buying a few of those this week to take in there and been doing fairly well on them.
All right. Here's the one. Somebody is actually telling people that there was an article a guy showed me today, and I was helping him pick out his stuff. And the frogs for catching snook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been doing that for years.
Yeah, I feed them all the time behind the house.
But the frogs that we use for bass fishing, whether it's the hollow ones or the ones you rig yourself, these frogs that go along the top, snook actually really like those.
Yes, they
do. And it's a great snook bait. It's easy to use. You know, it has a lot of special skills. Again, just like with the Berkeley prop thing, you can like give it a slow, steady, you know, kind of a... you kind of reel up the slack and pull your rod back till you see the little feet dance on the water. Stop, reel up slack, pull it so you see the feet dance.
Right.
It's kind of what you do with it. Or you could even just get a steady retrieve going where the feet are dancing in the water. But with the snook, I think you're going to do a lot better starting and stopping it.
Yeah.
But without having to have a lot of special skills on walking the dog or doing anything crazy, it really is very effective, and you can throw these right underneath the mangroves, and they very, unless you wrap a branch, you're not going to get snagged up with them. They're all weedless. So it's I'm really surprised how many people are buying the frogs for snook fishing. And
pretty cool.
So if you're coming down, you're listening up north, you're starting to get the idea that you don't have to buy a lot of special lures for down here.
No.
Now, we always suggest Rapala X-Wrap, either 08 or 10. Storm twitch stick, you know, forest crankbaits, maybe, you know, but if you got rattle traps in your box, buzz baits, inline spinners, just look through your box, and if it's a lure that you're good with and that you know well, definitely bring that. Yeah. Whether it's a topwater, subsurface, jig, spoon, whatever, bring your favorite lure with you. You're already good with it. You already catch fish with it. Chances are you'll do the same thing here. So Ponce de Leon Park.
Black drum, some jacks, some small mangrove snapper, one cobia that was actually legal size. A couple guys have gotten bit off by sharks, haven't been able to land them, but gotten broken off right next to the dock so they know that they were little sharks. A handful of snook coming through there also. And they're also catching a few of those snook out front right there along the little beach, per se. So it's not terribly bad. A lot of boat traffic coming through there, though. It's been so blooming beautiful. A lot of guys are actually going out, running around.
All right, PGI canals.
Juvenile tarpon. A whole lot of snook and some big jacks. And the black drum have been in there, but they're moving around so much. There is not one canal that has been producing better than another. Even Bass Inlet has been hit or miss. When it's on good, but when it's off, it's off bad.
Yeah. Gilcrest Pier?
Crickets.
Mm-hmm. Alligator Creek Reef.
Crickets again. A couple guys been out there looking for Spanish mackerel and nothing.
The deep holes in the harbor.
Same thing. Been a couple of oddball Spanish mackerel as guys are working their way south, but very inconsistent on those. But if you're heading that way, start trolling because you never know what you're going to run into because there's a lot of that little fry moving in along with some regular white bait, so they're following it.
All right, freshwater.
Freshwater, bass fishing, still Gulf Cove. The Port Charlotte, Northport Canal is all doing very, very well. I'm going to say if we get some of this good rain, I would check some of the spillways if it comes down really good.
It came down good last night, Robert. There was 3 or 4 inches of water in my boat.
But if it drizzled all night, that could be it too.
No, this was definitely, there was more than drizzle.
Okay.
I literally thought when I go out there, I'm just going to leave the boat on water, be a little bit of water in there. There was 3-4 inches of water in that boat.
Okay.
No, there was way more than drizzle.
Okay. Well, go check all the spill dams in and see which one's pumping. If you got any of them that got some good moving water, you got about 24 to 48 hours of some pretty substantially good fishing on them. Take advantage of that. Haven't heard much for bluegill or crappie. We still got guys buying minnows and we still got guys buying a lot of worms. I just haven't had any good feedback on it.
Okay. Tarpon reports.
Boca Grande Pass. That's the number one spot where you're going to find them. The bridges, I haven't heard much anything at 41 or El Jobin, just the Sanibel Causeway and the Cape Coral Causeway. Both those have had some tarpon on them at night.
Right.
Everywhere else has been just quiet other than the juveniles. And this is the time of year where the fish are usually at the bridge. I just have not heard of anybody seeing any or hooking any. And a couple of guys have been down there looking for them. That guy Rick, he likes to fish. You know, I mean, that's all he fishes for is a tarpon. He's been out there a couple different nights looking to see who's popped up, and nothing's happening yet.
Mm-hmm.
But still worth looking. If you happen to be there and you're killing some time, stop there and look. I like fishing 41 Bridge for those things at night because you never know which one you're going to hook.
Right.
10-pounder or 110-pounder, it's so awesome. And I forget who I was talking to. You know, as many times as I've fished that bridge, I have never, ever hooked a snook.
Really?
Doing any of that. Never. Not once.
All right. I'm actually got the tarpon map up. So I'm doing Boca Grande Pass with red dots. Is there any place to put any other red dots?
Nope.
Sanibel? Nothing?
Nothing.
Or yellow dots, 50-50.
Sanibel at Knapp's Point and around the causeway itself. And then maybe some on the Upper Peace River there by Shell Creek.
Okay. All right, nothing else?
No.
Okay.
got awfully quiet out there again.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it?
It's kind of weird. It's like total crickets. That was abrupt, too.
Yeah, I don't see anything going on. Hitting a lull.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay. So, I'm going to insert this picture. And I guess nothing left but loading the shows.
There you go. Perfect.
Is there anything that you want to talk about, add, detract?
I'd say watch this weather this week. If it's really windy, it might change things, but it'll be short-lived.
Well, I guess you're done. Sorry, that was, you gotta warn me about that. I had the wrong headphone off. I can't hear out of that ear.
I didn't know you had the wrong headphone off.
I thought
you
were just really messing loud.
It was super loud.
It was really loud. No, I can't hear out of that side.
Okay.
I mean, literally, that was quiet for me.
Really?
Yeah, that's how bad I can't hear, Robert.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I told you, Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor.
At this angle, though, I couldn't figure out which one you had on. I thought you had them both on, so.
Mm-mm. If I take this one off, it doesn't make a difference. I can still hear here. Okay. So, anyway, that's how deaf I am, boys and girls. All right. I guess that's it. Fish and Frank here. Robert and Chair across from me. Bye. Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
E.T., go home.